This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Silent in the trees, and that's where I am. Silent in the trees, why won't you speak? Where I happen to be, silent in the trees, standing cowardly.
Good afternoon and welcome along. My name's Mike Thompson and you're here with Well, Well, Well. That was John Lennon from his Plastic Ono Band album, kicking us off today. So here I am, launching Well, Well, Well. We're aiming to keep all things well in the Y. Today is my first session, so it's really a bit of testing 1, 2, 3. We're kind of hoping from little seeds grow those mighty trees, and hopefully as we move forward, we'll bear some of that fruit. So as every journey starts with a single step, we're taking that single step today, and it's time for takeoff. Coming up this hour, going to talk a bit about the show and what it involves and where I'm hoping to head with it. I'll share a bit about me and my background, and we're going to look at some wellbeing stats, and we're going to touch on some of the community network of support organisations we've got here in the Wairarapa. So well, all's well in the Wairarapa. This program is looking after our wellbeing, being that at a personal level, through to our relationships with others, to those connections we can have in our community. So we're going to be talking all things to do with wellbeing, tackling everything from managing our own physical and mental health, to how we're relating with others, to knowing what supports are available out there. It's a bit of a DIY approach to self-improvement, you might say, but the big focus is towards what our future options and solutions are, finding out who can support us to get us where we're going. So if we're looking through a mental health lens, from the Mental Health Foundation, here's some key statistics coming from 2022. It's saying that most people know someone who've experienced mental distress. That's at 77%, three quarters of the population. Almost half of the people of New Zealand will experience mental distress or illness in their lifetime, at 47%. And these figures only increase if you're part of the Rainbow community or you're a person living with disabilities. Māori and young adults, amongst these stats, aged 18 to 24, are also more likely to experience mental distress or illness. In a 2021-22 survey, nearly one in four young people were looking about 24%, and that 15 to 24 age bracket experienced high or very high levels of psychological distress. And that's doubled from 11% in 2020. If I was to add the self-harm stats on that, suspected suicide rates, to put in context, per 100,000 of population, the national average is just over 10. Wairarapa rate is 2.5 times that at 25 out of 100,000. And for me, that's quite a concerning stat because these are our next generation of parents. And those figures have come from 2022. We're now sort of post-COVID times. We've got a current economy, which is putting a lot of pressure on people. So I suspect these figures may be even higher at the present moment. If we look at the mental health and general health care services out there, they're already under immense pressure with the public wishing to engage in services. Many are indicating they're understaffed, and we hear of many job cuts. We're also hearing that organisations are facing reductions in funding or some cut completely. So at the moment it seems like there's a bit of a recipe for disaster out there. We've got raising figures for mental distress and we've got more pressure on services providing care for those people. So somehow we need to take some sort of action as an individual and collectively as a community to try and change some of those figures. So the idea is this show is hopefully going to be resourceful and hopefully take some of those steps to ensure positive well-being. So if we look at the title, well, the first well is representing our personal wellness. That's about us looking after ourselves, taking all the actions that we need to do to keep ourselves well. If we are well, our interactions with others are going to be better. And that's where the second well comes in. We're looking at those relationships we have with others, whether it's our partners, our family, whānau, friends, even from our workplace. And it's about how we're interacting and communicating, having those positive relationships and avoiding conflicts. The third well represents our community. That's how we interact and contribute to various organisations, clubs, groups, being out in the environment, in public spaces, whatever it is. So we're really aiming to keep the focus on ourselves, keeping good mental health, going to provide some insight into the local support providers. We'll aim to give some tips and tools that you can take away and use. We'll look at what are some of the issues, what are some of the challenges being faced in the local community. Hopefully we can find some practitioners who can contribute some of their knowledge and skills. We can look at creating some panels to talk on some of those topics, and we'd certainly love to have that community feedback to let us know what's going on, and we're happy to address those topics. In the meantime, let's switch over to the Digital Planets singing Where I'm From.
Took one look, then forever lay out in front of me. One smile, then I died, only to be revived by you. There I was, thought I had everything figured out. Just how much I know about the way life plays out. I take one step away, then I find myself coming back to you, my one and only. One and only you. Ooh. Now I know that I know not a thing at all, except the fact that I am yours and that you are mine. Oh, they told me that this wouldn't be easy, and no, I'm not one to complain. I take step away, then I find myself coming back to you, my one and only, one and only. I take one step away, then I find myself coming back to you, my one and only, one and only you.
Welcome back. Sorry about that misinformation of where I'm from the Diggable Planets. That wasn't actually them. I've got no idea who they were. And as you do on your first test show, you encounter challenges. So there's the first one. We'll endeavour to get those songs right coming up in the future. Rightio, back to things. So next step is a bit of a personal introduction from me. So my name's Mike. I was born originally in Wellington. Schooled down in Christchurch, studied at uni at Otago. Moved back to Wellington, to the Wellington region in the mid-1990s. Living in an upper hut and headed over to Wairarapa about 2012. I've come from a background primarily of teaching, specialising in PE and health, Done a bit of sports coaching, involved in outdoor education, and also working in those pastoral care teams. Also had time away from teaching where I've worked in the fitness industry as gym instructor, done personal training, team fitness trainer as well. Plus I've had time out as well doing social mental health support work, bit of life coaching, and often spend a bit of time looking into personal growth, personal development type podcasts, etc. My current role is I work at Changeability as the Family Violence Coordinator, and I work with a network of other organisations around that kaupapa of the family violence. So I left teaching with the idea that I'm going to engage on a bit of a wellbeing journey, find out a bit who's doing what and how it can contribute to improve our own wellbeing. Hopefully along the way I can connect with people and hopefully help them along their way also, help them support their journey. And part of that is if we can tap into local resources that encourage positive wellbeing, then it seems like a great outcome. So from my learning, I'll share some of the helpful tips and tools that hopefully you can implement into your everyday lives. So part of my current role is work with a network, the Family Violence Network, and we have a range of organisations who work with clients who may be affected in some way by that family violence. Examples are we have the Rural Support Trust, Yellow Brick Road, MSD, Department of Internal Affairs, Ministry of Justice, Suicide Prevention, Wairarapa Age Concern, Wairarapa Community Legal Group, local iwi, rangatane, whai ora, te whata ora. We work in with the district councils, the Wairarapa Safer Communities Trust, Wairarapa Rape and Sexual Abuse, Women's Refuge, Nuka Ora, Victim Support, just to name a few. So we've got plenty of help and support out there, plus we look to get into the schools. Also currently involved with the Wairarapa Community Networks, which goes even wider with organisations, and also currently working in with the Mental Health and Addictions Project, which is currently under construction here. So there are some of my connections, and hopefully as we come across things, we will introduce some of those organisations and what they do for your benefit. As we progress through, I'll share a bit about my own wellbeing journey, some of the challenges I've had to face, some of the experiences that I've found engaging with health services. I'll share a bit about what has worked or not worked. We can look at other options out there. And even I find a lot of value in looking at some of the different cultural perspectives and how they may deal with mental unwellness. And really, I think we'll find it's about doing the basics well. Leaving you there with a wee break now with Ariara Grande and Breathing.
Some days things just take way too much of my energy. I look up and the whole room's spinning. You take my cares away. I get so overcomplicated. People tell me to medicate. Feel my blood running. Swear the sky's falling. I don't let out this shit's fast. They can be so loud. You just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. And all I gotta keep, I keep on breathing. Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. And all I gotta keep, I keep on breathing. Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. No.
And that was Ariana Grande with Breathing. Obviously a really good skill is we all keep breathing, and it's actually an important technique in terms of being able to calm our busy minds at times. So let's get back to Well, Well, Well and a bit about the vision. So I'm aiming to do my little bit and to be a bit of that catalyst, hopefully between a bit of my experience, knowledge and some of those connections that I'm able to help others along the way on their journey. Maybe I can be a point to help connect you with other like-minded people. Maybe we can find people, groups, services, or something in the wire wrapper that you may wish to connect with that helps you on your journey. Hopefully through the establishing such community network connections, things can be integrated between home life, work life, and your leisure time. So, like I said, it's looking at a bit of a DIY approach, do-it-yourself mental health. So the aim is if we can share some tools, ideas, and resources that while you're sitting at home, if you are feeling not the greatest, you've got your first stepping stone. You can practice a tool, maybe you can connect with something on the internet, maybe you can find a book, maybe it's tapping into someone else. Tapping with someone else is I'm going to call DIWO, D-I-W-O, do it with others. So I think one of the most important connections we can have is with those other people, and that is of benefit to help someone on the same path as you. And if you can help others along the way and they can help you, that benefit will be long-lasting. So it's a bit about finding your tribe, discovering your passion, and connecting with what's on that community. Obviously, getting involved in clubs or groups is a really good way to combine your skills with your with other people and potentially playing in a game or an activity or a bit of artwork or something cultural. So where are we going to from here? Well, part of what we'll look at is how we can promote some of the events that are out there. The Wairarapa Community Networks has a monthly calendar of events which lists a whole pile of workshop and events that are going on. Some are one-offs, some are weekly, some are monthly. Happy to share some of those links with you that if you think any of those resonate with you, they'll be worth checking out, that you can pop along. We'll also look at what are some of the upcoming happenings in terms of events or activities going on in the area. We'll also look at some of the raising awareness weeks or days. We've just had Bully Free Week, we've just had Youth Week, and certainly done some work in amongst that. We've got coming up next week Men's Health Week. Later on in the year, we've got things like White Ribbon, Mental Health Week, etc. So we'll look at using some of those as topics, and if we can find some experts related to those particular areas will look to get them on as well. We're also keen to profile some local health providers. So if you're out there listening and you're a local health provider and would be keen to come on, happy to connect and we can share some of your services. So I think we have great benefit to people out there to see a bit of what goes behind the scenes, trying to break down some of those barriers and get an insight to what's going on behind the doors, to meet some of the faces behind the words, to find out about the services, find out how it's going to improve our well-being, and share some of those contact details. We'll also look to get some guests on and profile some of their work. Maybe it's a bit about their life journey, some of the challenges they've faced, and how they've looked to overcome it. Be even great to get a bit of a panel on the show, have a topic, and let's have a bit of a discussion around that and try and get some of those expert opinions and tips and tools in return. We'll also look at having some interviews with potential practitioners, and maybe they might share some of their health work of what they do, and which will in turn lead to their services, any groups they run, even resources maybe it's you can find on the internet, maybe you can find in the library, wherever. So the next steps are looking to open up the conversation. As I've said before, connection is a huge asset to combating mental health. We'll welcome listener contributions. We're also looking to link up a Facebook page, so anything discussed here, people can take further conversation there, and people maybe even to offer their ideas and thoughts and opinions. And that page hopefully creates a place or a space for people to share, connect, and heal. One of the other initiatives looking at getting underway is creating a bit of a men's group, and that can be so there's a chance for face-to-face conversation, address some of the topics we've talked, for you to bring your own challenges along, and in a supportive group situation, be able to find ways to work through those. Potentially, if there's enough demand, maybe even create a general wellbeing group. So anything's possible, depends what the needs and demands of our communities are there. So as we go on, we'll certainly get out to you some more contact details for how you can be interactive and involved. Looking ahead to next time, hopefully having a guest from the Wairarapa Community Network to look at what some of these services are available in the Wairarapa. I think for many of us, the idea if we are feeling unwell, our first port of stop is to see our local GPs. From what I'm hearing, appointment times are reduced. There's huge demands on the services. So if we can alleviate a bit of that by working together, then I'm sure they'll be helpful. Just a wee word while I put in there with the medical centres. Also be aware there are health improvement practitioners out there, or HIPs. And although not the doctors, they will be in a similar situation, having a lot of the local contacts, having that knowledge, and potentially being able to point you in the right direction. So do you encourage you to reach out for such supports. We'll also have a wee look at the Men's Health Week review. Well, this is a fortnightly show at this stage, so Men's Health Week is the 10th to the 16th. So do Google that, have a check out what's on their website. They do have a great quiz that you can do. We'll give you some feedback on how your health is currently tracking. There is also a number of other issues for men's health which are on there, which you can look into, find out some more information, and maybe it might be worthwhile having one of those checks done. But hey, really appreciate for you tuning in. Keep watching this space. Like I said, today is just our first step. So we look forward to as we evolve, and hopefully as we evolve, so does your well-being. So let's keep it all well on the Y. We'll catch you back in a fortnight, Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. And as we exit, I'll leave you with Jesse Glynn, I'll be there.
When all the tears are rolling down your face, and it feels like yours was the only heart to break. When you come back home and all the lights are out, and you're getting used to no one else being around. Yeah, I'm gonna come through. You'll never be alone, I'll be there for you. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, I'll be there for you. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, I'll be there for you. Oh, I say, yeah, yeah, I got enough love for two. When it's Friday night and the drink don't work the same, you're alone with yourself and there's no one else to blame. When you still can't feel the rhythm of your heart, and you see your spirit fade.